Thank you for joining me once again here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today, where I go through all the various stories from around the world in the sport of boxing to deliver to you the news. And sometimes we go a little off center and deliver you previews, recaps, results, quotes. Today, I want to deliver a story to you via Afghanistan for a young fighter, female fighter now training in Germany, having to move to Germany from her native Afghanistan due to the influence and impact of the Taliban ruling that country at the moment. So her name is Seda Bromand, and she aspires, obviously, to compete in the Olympics, and in doing so is inspiring quite a few of her fellow young ladies in Afghanistan who also aspire to drop the hijab and get on with life, as we are allowed to do in the West. Anyway, she goes, Afghanistan women don't have freedom, so I fight for them. In my country, women can't go to school and play sport, so I'm only here to fight for them. It's a very sad situation, she continues, and says, realistically, she has defied absolutely certain, shall we say, societal norms expected of women. For example, when she lived in Kabul, she was cycling to school, practicing athletics, not wearing her hijab, and later working as a sports reporter for a TV channel run by women. That all ended, of course, when the Taliban took over. She did qualify for the she didn't qualify for the Olympic Games in 2016 as a sprinter. And she had hoped to follow in the footsteps of a compatriot, Rahula Nikpai, who had won two Taekwondo bronzes, the nation's only Olympic medals, at the 2008 and 2012 Games. However, she was asked to travel to Brazil as a coach. Anyway, she's rejected that notion and hoped to fight as a boxer in the Tokyo 2020 Games. And her motivation, by the way, that women's boxing didn't exist in Afghanistan. She is quite a fighter, and she has quite a struggle ahead of her, without a doubt. So you've heard the name here first on Talk and Fight, Seda Bromand, who is hopefully off to Paris to compete in the Olympics 2024. It's interesting to note that, quite frankly, her parents, still living in Afghanistan, due to her their daughter's rather rebellious nature, are quite frankly in danger. And they're worried. Not only will she get hurt, but quite frankly, are worried what the authorities might do to them. She's not only trained in secret and feared for her life along the road to where she is now in Germany training for the Olympics, as I said, in Paris. She's done a few other rather radical things, I might add, to pursue her boxing dreams as she saw fit. And she's experienced, let's face it, many tough days due to being so far away from her family. She says, you can find everything in Germany except my mother and my best friends, Fahima. I really miss them a lot, though we do speak regularly. Also, Afghanistan is really warm and Berlin is very cold, and she misses the weather, she adds. I'm here without a hijab and in boxing gear, so my parents were really worried. They were saying if the Taliban rulers see an Afghan woman like that, they may imprison my father, she said. Wow. That's how stressed she is, and yet she's on her way to fight. She also added in this particular story, which is on the Olympics website I found, when Bromand feels discouraged, she looks at her tattoos. Another practice considered inappropriate for women in Afghanistan. Nothing is impossible. In English, tattooed on her right forearm, while on her left arm featured the five Olympic rings accompanied by three words, yes, I can. She said, all the time when I was in Afghanistan, I was always stressed and overwhelmed, and this is to remind myself to be happy and smile no matter what. So let's wish this young lady the best of luck as she continues practicing and training hard in Germany to fight for her country in Paris this upcoming summer, 2024, the Olympics. We're all looking forward to it. There's a lot of great stories regarding young athletes trying their best to make their teams, respectively. There are some good stories on the Olympics website, by the way. One features an upcoming Nigerian boxing star, Patricia Mbata, who's inspired by Anthony Joshua, by the way, and is now following her boxing dream, hoping to make the Nigerian team and compete in the Olympics. Also, there's an article on Ginny Fuchs, the Texan boxer, who's now like probably in her mid-30s. But, you know, she's saying how boxing saved her from her OCD. You know, she had a terrible fear, apparently, growing up of germs. And so you have to wonder how boxing with the not only the blood splatter, let's say, but the germs that might be spread through whether sweat or any other kind of incidental contact in the ring. Anyway, it's an interesting article on Ginny. But I thought I'd focus on Sadia Bromand and her path to the Olympics as a boxer, and how it's been inspiring, and not only for her, but having, by the way, been inspired by Muhammad Ali and his fight and his struggle against his oppressors back in the 60s. Anyway, let's move along. WBO interim heavyweight champ Zhilai Zhang believes he can knock out Joseph Parker when they match up in their 12-round co-feature bout on the undercard of the Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou fight taking place in the Kingdom Arena in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. We're all looking forward to it. It's a couple of days. Zhang, he's 26, 1-1. Doesn't sound worried about the former champ, Parker, despite his recent upset win over former WBC champ Deontay Wilder. And that victory had many boxing fans believing he'll do the same thing to Zhang. So it's going to be a good fight without a doubt. After a second knockout win over Joe Joy, Zhang is radiating confidence coming into his title defense against Parker because he knows what he sees in him. He feels that this is a can't-miss victory. If Zhang wins, by the way, he'll strengthen his position to get a title shot without a doubt. He's a big boy, and he's a tough fighter. He said, "I only do tough fights. In order to be a tough man, you have to be the tough man. It's the inevitable path to a championship. I'm still on a mission. I have nothing but appreciation for all the fans around the world and in China. They motivate me. I'm carrying their wish on my shoulder. I think me and him don't do trash talk," said Zhang about Parker. "My previous opponent has told the media and the fans that they're going to finish me, they're going to knock me out, and they're going to end my career." Well, it was vice versa, said Zhang. So we do look forward to that fight. And he did give us one last little metaphor, little quote here from Zhang. "I believe we do our talking with our fists. I'm in the training camp of hell. I believe the gates of hell will open and Big Bang will come with the fire from hell, and I'll burn the opponent, Parker. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It won't talk. It'll only prove." I love it when fighters give me those kinds of quotes. All right. World-ranked, undefeated junior flyweight contender Hierro El Ninardo Noriega of Villarreal, Spain, arrived with his team in Managua, Nicaragua, a great little country in Central America, by the way, I love it, for his upcoming elimination bout this Friday at the Faro's Casino. Noriega, he's 13-0, is ranked number 5 WBC, number 11 WBO, and number 7 in the WBA, faces Aziel Villar, who's 22-4 with 15 knockouts of his own. He fights out of Panama City, Panama, is ranked number 8 in the WBC, number 7 WBO, and number 8 WBA. It's about scheduled for 12 rounds, and the show will be televised live starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN Plus and ESPN Knockout. The delegation, by the way, when they arrived in Managua, were greeted by the vice mayor and top boxing journalist Enrique Armas, as well as All-Star Boxing VP Felix Zabala. Yeah, so that's going to be a good fight for all those watching. Let's call them the smaller men, having just talked about Zhilai Zhang. But nonetheless, junior flyweight going at it. It's going to be a good fight. Stay tuned. Now, Speaking of fights that we should be staying tuned to and hope that it will happen, you know, I see in the headlines, and I don't have time to report all this, but I see Jermell Charlo has been stripped of his WBA title and his future is rather uncertain. It looks like now Canelo Alvarez is set to face Jaime Munguia on May 4th on DAZN. So I don't think there's going to be any kind of split between DAZN and any other broadcaster and or pay-per-view owner. Floyd Mayweather's advised David Benavidez, wait your turn, just keep winning. And this is while David Benavidez himself is called out for Canelo for avoiding that fight. And did you notice that one of the fighters that we used to talk about a lot on Talk and Fight, especially when I was talking to Christian von Sponeck about the heavyweights, Adam Kownacki has been stopped in the first round. And with that loss, he's looking at facing the end of his career in boxing. But facing the end of a career, maybe starting out, depends how you look at all this one. Let's go to the soap opera called Ryan Garcia versus the world. We can all pretty well agree he's in a bad place right now. He's saying stuff, showing stuff on social media that is being read by not only his fans, but casual sport fans around the world. Who is this guy? What is he talking about? So it all started, as you might recall, with a press conference in New York and then a press conference in LA. And Devin Haney said after those conferences that Garcia was drunk or high, which Garcia said, yep, I smoke weed, I drink, you know, so what? And since then, he's offered even more disturbing messages on social media, and his recent behavior is nothing short of weird. And does this generate excitement for a fight against Devin Haney? I don't know, but this is probably either his incredible intention in the most peculiar of ways, or he is really fighting some disturbing mental health issues, which his former wife, as I reported yesterday, says is a reality. He's not well. But there are some people who say he is well, and he's just doing this to generate 2 million pay-per-views. So let's see if that happens. He did say, I'm okay. I'm not dead. Because there, I'll read it. There was a tweet through his channel, his social media channel, X, formerly Twitter, where he says, in a nutshell, let's have a quick read. It's coming up. Anyway, so basically in a nutshell, it says, you know, they had slit his throat and, you know, buried the poor guy. But it was signed by Ryan Garcia. So he says, oh, that wasn't me. That wasn't my, you know, someone's hacked my account. Okay. Anyway, he basically says, I'm okay. I'm not dead. They're blocking my cards. I can't even access my money. He sent a video that was uploaded, you know, so it doesn't, who knows who they are. Anyways, so some people have expressed concern and sympathy for poor old Ryan Garcia, while others have not. And I just want to quote here, former UFC middleweight champ Sean Strickland falls firmly into the latter category. He goes, God, I hate famous people. Bro, you're fucking rich. They're kids in salt mines, kids dying of cancer, begging for one more day on this earth, and you're having a breakdown on social media, Strickland wrote. You fucking pussy. You get what you want. Did enough people tell you they love you? Do you feel better? Next time, just be a man and pull the motherfucker. Don't press the post. Haha, fucking woman. Wow. Anyway, so, you know, he's dealing with either an amazing PR campaign, but it is absolutely weird without a doubt, which has prompted other people to come out, let's say, in his defense, whether they be Oscar De La Hoya or even Eddie Hearn. And Eddie Hearn said it's up to the people around him to make those decisions who really do see him. And they're talking about whether or not he's actually going to fight Devin Haney on April 20th. So Eddie Hearn continues, Oscar and the team at Golden Boy, Oscar's a former fighter, so he knows what's required to fight at the top level better than anyone else. The principal feeling is that he's Garcia, is okay, and he's feeling healthy. as the main priority. But also, he's got to be prepared to be ready to fight one of the best fighters in Devin Haney. So let's have a quick. Oh, here it is. Here's his absolutely tweet that I mentioned earlier. Okay, sent on a couple of days ago. We slit RG throat and threw him in a basket. Nobody will find him. And then a whole bunch of letters that don't spell any words. Followed by Satan sitting at the top now, 666, Ryan Garcia. And if you want to tweet him, or if maybe this is Instagram, I don't know. It's at Ryan Garcia simply. Anyway, so the post prompted a response from Garcia's former partner, as I said yesterday, who expressed concern about his well-being. And as I said, there are others who just say, it's a joke. He's making all this up. He's generating publicity and stirring up his fan base and looking to sell 2 million pay-per-views for his fight when he enters the ring against Devin Haney. But I got to say, that is one of the most strange stories to hit the headlines in a while. It's ongoing, and we'll see where it ends up. But we've reported very often about how boxing has certainly impacted people's lives positively. And they have impacted their communities positively. And then there are people who take their liberties. And although Mr. Strickland was pretty forthright in his choice of words, let's see where this all ends up. I hope it ends up quite well for both Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, and we see a great fight. But there are lots of others coming up, including the Francis Ngannou anti-Joshua fight, and a massive undercard is taking place in a couple of days over in Saudi Arabia, so stay tuned for that. And whether you're in Japan or the Philippines, there are fights going on. Whether you're in Africa, there's fights going on. There are tune-ups for the Olympics and the amateurs going on. Wherever you look around the world, there's boxing, and there's lots of talented, great young athletes training hard and focused on the sport of becoming better and winning championships. And good for them, and we should be thankful for their dedication and commitment and levels of integrity, and we shouldn't try to worry about Ryan Garcia. All right, boxing fans, remember to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and we'll see you at 11 a.m. Here on Talk and Fight.